This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, joining us, the CEO of the Swiss 8 Veteran Initiative, this year doing the barbecue to remember. Adrian Sutter, thank you so much for your time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Talking about the experience of veterans, particularly returning from service in the ADF, it's something that people are much more aware of now, and the challenges that can be involved in that transition. What are some of the big things you see returning servicemen and women dealing with?
Yeah, I mean, that's why we started Swiss 8 in the first place. We saw that a lot of the media and a lot of the focus was on post-traumatic stress, but when we started the survey and interview veterans, we found that the majority of people were having mental health issues relating directly to social disconnection and isolation. There's a bit to it, and it's complex, but that was the primary cause of mental health decline in veterans. And when we looked at it, we kind of saw, like, that is not a veteran-unique problem. That's a people problem. Humans need connection. We need to be constantly connecting with each other. Isolation and disconnection causes depression. And that's obviously why we've kicked off this barbecue campaign.
Because it is all about getting people out, socialising and creating space to have conversation, which in a strange way, one of the upsides of the pandemic, of some of the lockdowns, is that people are more willing to admit, I'm not doing all right, I am feeling isolated, things have been tough. If you're wanting to start those conversations with friends, what are some of the best ways we can go about doing that?
Well, I mean, this whole campaign is designed to solve that exact problem. We found that through the last 18 months to 2 years, the entire country, the entire world has been socially isolated, disconnected. And we are starting to see that that is causing us problems. But because most people aren't really educated in what to do next or how to approach it, we didn't know. Everybody's kind of standoffish. And we kind of said, look, don't overthink it. The first thing we need to do is reconnect. Yeah, connect with our mates, connect with our loved ones. We're in Australia, we do that around a barbie, so we put this campaign together. It's called A Barbecue to Remember, and it's as simple as getting your mates over for a barbecue, because that is the first step to improving your mental health.
Yep, and we all do need that at the moment. And when it comes to our veterans, there are some services available to help with mental health issues, to help with the transition back to civilian life. Where do you see some of those services needing improvement?
Well, the big one, I mean, when we started Swiss 8, we looked at every mental health service and every veteran service out there, and every single one of them was reactive. And what that means is you need to wait till someone's mental health declines so far, or their mental health gets so bad that they need emergency care or treatment. And that's what there's Open Arms has got a great call center, Lifeline's another one. But our current model in the Western world is wait till people are so broken that they need emergency care. So we kind of said military members leave the military with a relatively high or positive state of mental health. Let's build some proactive tools and keep people healthy and happy rather than waiting till they get unhealthy and unhappy and having to fix it. And that's the same for all humans. If we can, I mean, that's what the Swiss Aid app, it's free. It's in the App Store. It's designed to give you fitness programming, yoga, meditation, sleep techniques, just all those little habits that you need to build in your life to maintain a positive or happy state of mental health. So in a nutshell, that's it. We just need to get proactive rather than waiting till people are in trouble.
And it would certainly save a lot of lives and a lot of heartache for so many people, Adrian. Thank you so much for the great work you guys are doing, and we'll all get ready to have our barbecues to remember. Thanks for your time.
Magic. Thanks. And before I go, I will give the raffle a plug. We do have a raffle. There's 180 grand worth of prizes. It's all designed to get people out exploring, adventuring and having fun in life around Australia. We've got a car, a boat, a motorbike, Patriot camper. There's a bunch of stuff on there. Go to barbecue2remember.com, register a barbie and check out the raffle.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.